And we are joined now by Donna Shalala, president of the Clinton Foundation. She served as Secretary of Health and Human Services in the Bill Clinton administration. Madam Secretary, thanks for joining us. Members of Hillary Clinton's campaign, as well as your foundation, have said recently that there has been no conflict of interest in the meetings that Secretary Clinton took with those people who also happen to be donors to the Clinton Foundation. Can you see the appearance of impropriety?
Well, our goal is to eliminate all appearance of impropriety if Mrs. Clinton is elected. And the president has already announced not only that we won't take any corporate donations or foreign donations, but he will leave a role in governance. He will leave the board of the foundation. And as for the other organizations, which are our partners, we will make sure that both the governance is clean, but more importantly, that those programs are spun off either as separate 501c3s without our participation, or we'll find partners that will take over the responsibility. We help millions of people around the world. There are 100,000 farmers in East Africa that depend on the Clinton programs for their seeds, for technical assistance, for training. We have to make sure that whether they're women entrepreneurs in Latin America or farmers in Africa or Asia, mm-hmm. that all of these programs are seamlessly transferred either to other organizations or to become independent organizations. We've already announced that the Clinton Global Initiative, the great matchmaker between not-for-profits, foundations, and corporations to do wonderful charity work around the world, that will end after this September's conference. So we're taking very strong steps, but it would be irresponsible to do all of this before she's elected.